الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are living in a world today where the concept of a ruler has become very, very diminished. What is the concept of a true ruler? What is the concept of someone who is supposed to be the leader and the Amirul Mu'mineen? Is something that we have forgotten with the passage of time. Corruption has become so pervasive in our lands, especially from the ruling class, that we have forgotten what a true ruler is from an Islamic perspective. And I thought today we're going to discuss some aspects of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amir al-Mu'mineen kaun aur sadr-e-mamlikat kaun aur uska kya ausaf hona chahiye, ye aajkal hame kuch pata nahi hai. Humne jo logo ko dekha hai jo hukumat kar rahe hai usme to aksar ya to sab aise hi hai jo corruption wagaira mein mulawwath. Hame kuch pata nahi chalta hai ke jo hai na usme se kaun sahi nahi. Har ek jo hum dekhte hai to aise hi hai. نظر آتا ہے کہ یہ جو ہے نا سب فراڈ ہے, یہ سب جو ہے نا اس میں کرپشن میں ملوث. سو واٹ از دا ایسپیکٹ آف اے ٹرو رولر ان اسلام؟ اینڈ دیٹ از سم تھنگ دیٹ یو اینڈ آئی پر ہیپس کین لک فرام دا ایگزامپل آف عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ واز اپوائنٹڈ دا خلیفہ بائی ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. ٹوڈے پیپل ٹاک لاٹ اباؤٹ ڈیموکریسی, یو ہیو ٹو الیکٹ اے رولر, بٹ واللہ العظیم دیر ہیز نیور ایور بین اے رولر more greater than Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he was not elected democratically. He was appointed by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he was appointed, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu consulted the Sahaba, Sahaba se mashura kiya. Baad ne kaha ki Umar bahut sakht hai, ab usko muqarrar na kare. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu kaha ki ye sabse acha aadmi yahi Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu hame nazar aata hai. I feel that the best person to be the ruler is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Talha bin Ubaidullah was one of the Sahaba, and he said, Abu Bakr, what are you going to tell Allah that you appointed such a harsh ruler over us? And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was calm and confident, and he said, I will tell Allah, I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the sun has not risen upon a better person than Umar. I will tell Allah that. So when he had made the mashwara, he completed everyone, then he told Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to read out the decision of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I have appointed Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be my ruler. And Umar ibn Khattab became the ruler. When he assumed Khilafat, amongst the first statements that he made was, he was very aware of the fact that people thought him to be harsh. Unko pata tha کہ لوگ یہ سمجھ رہے ہیں کہ جو ہے نا عمر بہت سخت ہے. تو سب سے پہلے بیان میں جب امیر المؤمنین اور انہوں نے خلافت سنبھالے تو عمر رضی اللہ عنہ نے یہی کہا, او اللہ, یو نو آئی ایم ہارش, میک می سم ون ہو ول بیکم کمپیشنٹ ٹو دا پیپل. یو نو آئی ایم سٹنجی, آئی ڈو ناٹ لائک ٹو اسپینڈ مچ بیکاز آف مائی نیچرل کوشن, میک می جنرس ٹوورڈز دا پیپل. You know I am weak, oh Allah, make me strong. And this was his. So the first thing he did when he got up on the minbar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then got up and he sat in the place where Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to sit. And he used to say, I am not worthy of that. Put my seat one seat below Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to be known as the Khalifa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khalifatu Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Umar radiallahu anhu disliked that. And he said, I am not worthy of being called the Khalifa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just call me the ordinary Amir of the Mu'mineen. And he gave the title of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Before that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to be known as Khalifatu Rasulillah. It's Umar radiallahu anhu said, Amirul Mu'mineen. Then one of the first aspects he did was, he brought about the concept of Shura. Har ek cheez mein, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ne logo se mashwara kiya. Mashwara mein khair hai. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, an individual opinion is one like single thread. We got a cotton. To one opinion is like a single thread. Two opinions is like an interwoven thread. And he said, many opinions forming one decision is like a thread that cannot be broken. If there's a lot of cotton, then you can't break it. So agar sab musalman jamkar ek faisla ke upar jama ho jaye, to usme bahut badi taqat hai. So the Umar radiallahu anhu spoke about the aspect of, and he used to give people preference. He used to give preference to the Ashabi Badr. And the people of Badr used to be given preference with regard to Mashwara. And many a times he used to take even consult with young people. He used to give great emphasis upon the opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas, although he was a young Sahabi. And he used to say, Abdullah, come sit next to me. You give me your opinion. And I heard Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Allahumma fahhimu al-kitab. Give Abdullah ibn Abbas understanding of the Quran. Oh Abdullah, you got understanding of the Quran. You come give me. Sometimes he used to go even seek consultation from women folk. Many a times when he was posed with a situation, he used to go and take the opinion of Hazrat Hafsa, his daughter, the Ummah, Ummul Mu'mineen. And he used to ask her, I've got this particular situation. Tell me, what is your view? So he was a person who used to rule on the basis of Mashwara and Shura, which has been the sunnat and the way of every leader, that he must take into account people and take their views into account when making decisions. Another aspect was Umar radiallahu anhu was his justice. Umar radiallahu anhu was synonymous with justice. Unka jo adil mashhoor hai. Sabse adil hukumaran agar guzra hai to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. How just he was that we cannot even make, we can't even imagine in today's time with regard to what was his justice. He was first just with his own family. One day, Mushk and Attar came and they needed someone to distribute the musk amongst the inhabitants of the people of Medina. So his wife Atika said, I will distribute it. I will weigh it and I will distribute it. He said, you are going to weigh the mushk. And while you are going to weigh it, you are going to smell it. The value of itar and perfume is to smell it. While you are weighing it, you are going to benefit from smelling that attar. You can weigh it, give it to someone else. Even that amount of benefit, Umar radiallahu anhu did not want that it must come in the way of his family. One day a person in a situation came that his wife, one of his wives, sent a gift to one of the neighboring king's wife. So she sent something back and it was very valuable. Sent a necklace that was very valuable. Now look at this aspect. Umar radiallahu anhu made shura. He asked the people of Medina, come. This, my wife sent this gift to one of the kings and the rulers of the Byzantine Empire. The wife, she sent this back. Look at how valuable it is. So many of the Sahaba said, but Umar, she sent a gift. And the ruler's wife sent a gift back. What is wrong with her accepting it? He said, yes, but it was the Baytul Mal's animals and the envoy of the Muslims who took the gift. And where is that? Where is she paying for it? And he ruled that that necklace must go into the Baytul Mal. Whatever she had spent on her gift can be given back from the Baytul Mal, but the other aspects must be given back to the Baytul Mal. One day he came in front of the ruler. He came in court because someone had made a complaint against him. And when he came into the court, the Qazi got out of respect. And Umar radiallahu anhu rebuked him and said, you have not been fair. I might be the ruler. But here in this court, I have not come in my capacity as a ruler. I have come as a capacity as a complainant. Someone has laid a complaint against me. What right do you have to stand up in respect for me? Huh? This is a situation. Ke jo hai na, Qazi ke samne sab barabar hai. To aapne izzat ke saath mere samne kyu khara ho gaya? Main to jo hai na wo Amirul Mu'mineen, lekin isme to nahi. Isme to Amirul Mu'mineen nahi. I am not a ruler here. Yeah, I am an ordinary person who has come to answer to a complaint. This was his situation with regard to his justice. And all in front of him were equal to the law. No nepotism, no cronyism. Everyone was equal to the law. One of his sons was from among his wives, had taken alcohol while in Egypt. And because he was the son of the Khalifa, he was punished and he was lashed in private. Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to know about it. His name was Shayma. And Umar ibn Khattab wrote to Amr ibn As, how dare you give my son punishment in private when the raw law of Islam is that a person who has taken alcohol must be flogged in public. Taki logon ko pata chale ki ye sharab peena sahi nahi hai Islam mein mumlikat mein. To unko bula kar, they brought him back to Medina. And when he brought him back to Medina, Shayma was very weak. And Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has already gotten his punishment. Where are you going to punish him? Look at how he kitna kamzor hai." He said, "No, Islamic law. Why was he punished in secret? He was punished in secret because the governor thought he was the son of the Khalifa. I will make an example." And he punished him in front of everyone. Some riwayats made mention because he was weak. After a few days after that, he passed away. But such was Umar radiallahu anhu's justice, that even if he's my son, the Islamic law must be established. One riwayat I heard from one alim, I haven't been able to see it, but I just would like to make mention of it. He said, Umar radiallahu anhu, gave him punishment. After he gave him punishment, when he finished punished him, he threw away the whip and he hugged him. Logon ne kaha ki ajeeb, on one hand, unko aap jo hai na saza de rahe hain, saza ke baad aap unse gala mila rahe hain, ye kya maanj raha hai? He said, that was my responsibility as the Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is my responsibility as a father. Ye to Amir al-Mu'mineen ki haisiyat se maine saza di, aur ye main jo gala mila raha hu, ye walid ki haisiyat se main kar raha hu. That I'm giving it as an example because of my being a father. So this Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jabal bin Ayham was a very, very prominent person. He was the ruler of the Ghassanid tribe. One day while making Umrah, someone stepped upon his kurta. And Jabal ibn Ayham, because he was such a prominent person, the person who stepped on his kurta was a mamuli person. He was a very ordinary person. So Jabal ibn Ayham got up and he slapped him. How dare you step on my kurta? The matter came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the way you slapped that person, he must slap you back in return. Jabal ibn Ayham said, a baddu, a villager must slap me? He said, well, you slapped him. So he said, I will leave the religion. He said, leaving the religion in Islamic State, you know the punishment with regard to it. He said, I will run away. He said, you can run away. That particular night, Jabal ibn Ayham left Medina, went to go and settle with the Christians. He used to regret this particular aspect. But what was amazing is, what was amazing is that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu did not worry him, that he said he's going to leave Islam, but justice must prevail. You can go out of Islam if you want to, but this is the law of the land. You punish someone, you must be punished back in return. This was how people were completely, equal under the law in front of him. He had people who had freedom of expression. People could question him the way he wanted. One day Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was on the mimbar and he said, "Oh people, if I stray away from the right path, what will you do?" First, initially people were a little bit calm. One old elderly man got up and he said, "Umar, if you stray away from the path, we will correct you with a sword." And Umar radiallahu anhu didn't get angry. He said, "Glory be to Allah. Thank to Allah that there is someone who will correct me even if I'm the ruler." One day he was standing and giving talk. And while he was giving this talk, and then one day it was Salman Farsi got up and said, "We will not listen to you, Amir al-Mu'minin. Ab to aapke nahi sunenge. Kyun nahi sunenge? Ke kal jo hai na Baitul Mal se, wo jo hai na kurta ke wo de rahe the logon ko. They gave the cloth and they gave material. Uska jo hissa hai, the cloth that you have, uska jo hai na double aapke paas hai. You got double of that. That particular cloth that was given to everyone would never have been able to make your kurta. You are a very big person." Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu pointed to Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar said, "Mujhe bhi hissa diya. Baitul Mal mein se. Maine apne hisso ko Walid sahab ko de diya. I gave my share to Umar ibn Khattab." Salman Farsi said, "Now we will listen to you." But while there was freedom of expression, He was very careful that people must not use that freedom of expression to hurt someone. There was a poet by the name of Hutayya. He used to compose poems and he used to slander people. Umar called him once and said, "If you slander people in future, I will cut off your tongue. What right do you have that through the means of your poetry that you go and slander people?" Aajkal jo hai na akhbar wagaira ke zariye se, WhatsApp ke zariye se hum logon ko ghibat karte the, ghibat karta hai. Koi pata nahi, we got no particular situation. Just go and say, this one is like this, this one is like that. Umar ibn Khattab ko pata chala ki ek aadmi aisa kar raha hai. Na kaha, main aapko aise saza dunga, main aapka zuban khench lunga. Aap logon ke bare mein burai bayan karte ho. So there was freedom to account, to call the people to account, but not freedom of speech to hurt people, to abuse people. This was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala's khilafat. His concern for his people was legendary. It was such an amazing thing that you can't believe. When you see what the leaders are doing today and you see Umar, wallahi lazim, when we listen to this, we can't believe it. There was drought once in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It is known as Amur Rimad. Because people didn't have food, the dust used to come. There was no rain. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, "I will not eat ghee. I will not eat meat. I will not eat until it becomes available for the people of Medina. Jab tak ahle Medina ke paas ye cheeze na aaye, main nahi khaunga. Main gosht nahi khaunga, main ghee nahi khaunga, main roti nahi khaunga. Jab tak sab jo hai na usko kha sakte hai, us waqt main khaunga." Ek din someone brought ghee and roti and said, "Umar, it is now available in the bazaars of Medina." Umar said, "Kitne mein aaya? How much did you buy it for?" He said, 40 dirhams. He said, "Can every citizen of Medina afford it?" He said, "No, I don't want to eat it. Take it away." If the people cannot afford it, how can the leader eat it? If the people cannot afford it, how can I eat it? One day there was problems with regard to it. So, you know, ghee was becoming very expensive. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala started eating ordinary oil. And that oil did not agree with his stomach. So his stomach used to rumble. Right? So one day he addressed his stomach. "You can rumble as much as you want. Until the people cannot afford it, I will not eat ghee." This was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, we can't imagine. One day, Ali radiallahu ta'ala saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you know, at the time of midday, running and going to look for a camel. So Ali said, "Amirul Mu'mineen, this is the time when people sleep. It's very hot. Where are you running?" He said, "One camel of the Baytul Mal got lost. I'm going to look for it." So Ali said, "You could have given it to someone else to look for it. Why are you looking for it?" So he said, "It is my responsibility." And Ali said, "Oh, Umar al-Mumineen, you have left such a difficult example for people to follow. Who's going to follow your example?" Then he used to tell, "Oh Ali, even if a camel dies of hunger while I'm the Khalifa, Allah will question me on the day of Qiyamah." Such was his humility, subhanallah. You can't imagine what was his humility, my dear respected brothers. He was the ruler that the rulers of the world used to shake for. But such was his humility that you can't bear. One day, he got up on the mimbar and he started speaking. "Oh Umar, you were once upon a time just an ordinary shepherd. What are you now showing that you are so great? You are an ordinary shepherd. You used to tend the sheep of the people of Makkah for few dirhams. Your father used to abuse you because you couldn't even look after the sheep properly." So he got down. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said, "Umar, what did you do? What sermon was that? Ispe kya sabak mila logon ko? Ko aap logon ko bata rahe the ki main jo hai na aise hi aap pehle jo hai na aise mutawazi aadmi tha, mere paas to kuch nahi tha." So he said, "Oh Umar, the envoy, Abdul Rahman, the envoy of the Roman Empire came. Kisra, Kaisar ke janib se ek aadmi ne kaha, aap itne bare jo hai Amir ul Mu'mineen hai, itni azim khilafat hai aapke paas. Mere andar kuch takabbur aa gaya. So I went into the minbar to remind myself of my situation." When the cloak of the Persian Empire came to Medina Sharif, when he came to Medina Sharif, so Umar radiallahu anhu saw it was full of gold and silver. So he looked at it and then he said, "This is not something that I can wear." He called one of the most ordinary people from one of the very lowly tribes and he said, "Wear it." So he wore it. And he said, "It is only worthy that the clothes of the Persian Empire be worn by an ordinary Muslim. Then he said, but if you're going to wear it, you're also going to become proud. Take it off. Then he took it off. Then he said, he told the Baitul Mal, go and put in the Baitul Mal and go and sell it and give it to all the poor people of Medina. Then he made dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, you withheld this wealth from the Nabi of Allah. You withheld this wealth from Abu Bakr. Why are you putting us to trial by giving us all this wealth? Why are you putting us to trial by giving us all this wealth? Ahnaf bin Qais was a governor of one place. So when he came, one day he also saw Umar looking after and looking for a camel. And because he was a governor, so he felt a little bit shy with regard to it. Umar said, come with me. You also the governor. Come, let's go look for this camel, which has been lost from the Baitul Mal. Today people plunder the Baitul Mal. Umar radiallahu anhu was so worried that one thing is lost, he himself went to look for it. He had such a great degree of accountability with regard to, you know, from the people. He appointed Muhammad ibn Maslama. Muhammad ibn Maslama was an Ansari from, took part in the Battle of Badr. So unko jo nigran banaya. He made him nigran of all the governors. He used to go secretly to go and see what the governors were doing. One day he came to Ayaz bin Ghanam, who was the governor of Egypt. And someone told Umar that Ayaz has become very, very extravagant. He's wearing silk clothes. So when he found out, Muhammad ibn Maslama came and gave the, yes, Ayaz is wearing very, very important and very extravagant clothes. He called Ayaz and said, wear coarse cloth and go and look after the sheep outside Medina. So Ayaz said, it is better for me to die. I was a governor. I'm going to look after sheep. He said, your name, Ghanam, your father was a shepherd. Now just because you became a governor, are you ashamed to be a governor, to be a shepherd? Go and look after the sheep. But because he was just, when he gave these commands, people listened. People listened. One day he was sick. So the physician said, you must have honey. You know what Umar did? Umar called a mashwara and said, oh people, the physician has said, I must have honey. Do I have permission to go and take honey from the Baitul Mal? Ijazat hai mujhe ke jo hai na shahad jo hai na Baitul Mal se le lo. Then when he was given permission, then Umar radiallahu anhu went to go and fetch it. His fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such, subhanallah. Let me conclude, time is coming up. It is a long weekend, so there's no one have any commitment. So if we go 5 minutes extra, inshallah, 5 minutes extra in the masjid won't kill anyone. It will be beneficial, inshallah. So be that in mind, inshallah. So this particular aspect is what, one day someone came to complain about Sayyid ibn Amir. He had 4 complaints about Sayyid ibn Amir, one of the governors. So one of the complaints was that he comes out late in the morning. He doesn't meet anyone in the night. And once a month he doesn't come out at all. And sometimes he goes into a fit. He goes into a fit. And he's unable to rule amongst us. So Umar called Sayyid ibn Amir. Sayyid, you are the governor. Reply to these 4 things. So Sayyid ibn Amir gave this reply. Brothers, listen to this. Sayyid ibn Amir said, I have no domestic at work. I have no one to help me. So every morning I do whatever I have to do, cleaning up the house with my wife, and I only come out after I have done everything. That is the answer to the first allegation. The night I don't come out, my day is for people, my night is for Allah. I can't come out at night. I make ibadah. Once a month, I don't come out because I've got no one to wash my clothes. I don't have extra clothes. Once a week or once, I wash all my clothes. I don't come out. I wait for it to dry. And when I get fits, the reason why I get fits, I saw the Quraysh torturing Khabbab ibn Arth when he was still a Muslim. That time I was a non-Muslim. I was part of torturing him. When I remember that I tortured a mu'min and believer, I get fits. Sayyid ibn Amir said, Umar told the people, oh people, you got an excellent governor. What are you complaining? Look at his answers. Such was the accountability of Umar ibn Khattab. His fear of Allah, subhanallah. One day he went into the haram. The men and women were drinking water together. Umar ibn Khattab started, you know, taking them away harshly. Men separate, women separate. Yes, Umar did men and women separate. We can't do it in our weddings. And people say, where is it in the Quran? Umar did it. Umar implemented it. And he kept the women and men separate. And then afterwards, he went to Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman, did I perhaps be too harsh in separating the men and women? Kut sakhti to nahi ki maine? To Umar ibn Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, oh Umar, what will this ummah do when you are gone?
What will this ummah do when you are gone? This was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, one day a person by the name of Iyaz bin Salama, Umar radiallahu ta'ala was in a hurry to go somewhere. So in his hurry, he touched Iyaz bin Salama by his ankle or something. He forgot about it. So Iyaz bin Salama the next year was going for Hajj. So Umar ibn Khattab called him. Iyaz, you know you're going for Hajj? Yes. Take this gift from my side. So he gave the gift. So he said, Umar said, Iyaz, do you know why I'm giving you this gift? He said, no, I don't know. He said, Iyaz, one day I was going somewhere and my sword touched you. And I was always worried that perhaps Allah will question me that why do you take advantage of your authority and harm an ordinary Muslim? So Iyaz said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't even remember that. So Umar said, I remember. And I always thought that one day I will ask you for forgiveness with regard to it. Such a great person, such great humility. This was, you know, an aspect with regard to him. I can go and mention with regard to it. He was all the time worried about the aqidah of people. All the time worried. To such an extent, when they said the River Nile is not giving water, and they slaughter a virgin to put in the River Nile, then only it gives water. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, Khabardar aisa kare. We will not even slaughter an animal. He wrote a letter to the River Nile and said, put into the river. Oh river, if you flow with the command of Allah, continue flowing. If you don't flow with the command of Allah, hame hajat nahi aapke paani ki. We don't need your water. People came to see the letter of the Khalifa is going to be thrown into the River Nile. What's going to happen? And when it was thrown, and the people said, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi makes mention, how many thousand non-Muslims became Muslims after this? The letter was thrown. And by the time the letter was thrown, by the time the people came to the banks, the River Nile was giving its water, it was flooding its banks. When Umar radiallahu anhu came to know that someone had got the qabr of Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam had been unearthed. So people were wondering now, Daniel alayhi salam was a very great prophet. Allah makes mention of it in the 15th surah of the Quran. So people will come to go and visit that qabr. Umar radiallahu anhu told the person, dig 13 graves. 13 graves. Put him in one of the graves, close the graves, kisi ko pata na chale ki ye kabar kahan hai. No one must know where the kabar is. Some people go and make line there and go and make kabar pujar. This is not the way. Umar radiallahu anhu stop it. When he came to know that people were visiting the tree upon which, you know, the people were made bet upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Hudaybiyah, he cut the tree. He said, log shirk karenge. This was Umar. One day he went to the abattoir. And he saw a person buying meat for 3 days in a row. He said, wouldn't it be better if you take the meat and give it to someone else? For 3 days you are eating meat. Wouldn't it be better you give it to your neighbor who doesn't have meat? Subhanallah. Brothers, when we look at this, that is why Umar is Umar, my dear respected brothers. When he passed away, he's, despite all this greatness, all this morality, all this piety, when he was his deathbed, he told his son, oh my son, put my cheek on the ground. So perhaps the son thought that maybe he wanted to put the cheek on the ground because he is restless, so he didn't listen. He said, oh my son, put my cheek on the ground. It is not worthy of Umar to die with arrogance. It is worthy of Umar to die with humility. And when he put his cheek and his face on the ground, he rubbed his face onto the sand and he said, وَيْلُ لَكَ يَا إِبْنِ خَتَّابِ. Destruction be your lot, Ibn Khattab, if Allah doesn't forgive you. If Allah doesn't forgive you, what is your position, O Ibn Khattab? When he passed away, and I will conclude with this, as they were taking his janazah, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that I heard someone said, O Umar, may Allah have mercy upon you. May Allah have mercy upon you. Every time I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, دَخَلْتُ Ana wa Abu Bakr, kharajtu, ana wa Abu Bakr. Me, Abu Bakr and Umar, we went somewhere. Me, Umar and Abu Bakr, hum wapas aa gaye the. Hum, me, Abu Bakr, Umar, ye kar rahe the. We did this, we did that. And may Allah have mercy upon you. I always thought that you would be buried with the Prophet, because the Prophet always used to make mention of you, Abu Bakr and Umar together. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I look behind to see who was saying these words. It was none other than Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Someone asked Abdullah ibn Abbas, what is the position of Umar? He said, don't you see where he is buried? Don't you see where he is buried? That will tell you the position of Umar. Umar was there because he's with the Prophet. Therefore, the last lesson I give you, brothers, don't ever lose hope. Umar set out to kill Nabi Karim Sallallahu Umar radiallahu anhu nikle te Nabi Karim Sallallahu ko qatar karne ke liye. Aaj Nabi Karim Sallallahu ke saath pare hue hai. He set out to kill Nabi Karim Sallallahu. Today, he is lying next to the Nabi of Allah. And no one goes to Medina without saying salam. Salam Amir al-Mu'mineen. Salam be upon Umar ibn Khattab. The example you have set remains an ideal. We cannot put it into practice. But when we talk about greatness, we can at least know what is greatness. Other people, other religions don't have an example of greatness. We might not follow it, but at least we have an example in front of us of greatness. And what, and who greater can there be than Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala in his khilafat? وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب